Okay, good evening, church. My name is Jefferson Thomas. My wife, Callie, and I joined Crosspoint back in November. We've been so grateful for Crosspoint to be such a good church home for us while I have attended undergraduate pilot training. I've been at the end of training, so you may have seen my name in the bulletin for the last three Wednesdays, but I keep getting scheduled for night flights. So I apologize for the delay, but I'm so excited to share with you all tonight. Excited to share with you how the Lord continues to change my life. Growing up in a believing family, I just viewed faith and Christianity as something my family had and did. I would have told you that I believed in Christ. But I wasn't truly interested in taking Jesus into my heart as my own. With enough knowledge from sermons, what my parents had taught me, even classes, I couldn't logically refute the idea of a designer and a creator. I was living in a family that had lived and professed their faith, attended a church, and preached the gospel and trained up disciples. I even met a few of the men growing up who wrote the books that are in our bookstore outside. As I was talking with Asher earlier today, we both agreed that I grew up in an arena of faith, but I kept running from it. Yet I believe the world was made with intentionality. I just figured I'd get myself together down the road and tackle it once I was done with what I wanted to do. I couldn't actually fathom that anyone would ever die for me, even though I had read the Bible from front to back. I felt empty, and I was searching for something to satisfy that emptiness. To try to fill that emptiness, my days were defined by affirmation from others. My time was filled with varsity sports, Boy Scouts, photography, being a skater, working as a barista, and being popular in youth group. I had so many check marks as a high schooler, things that, according to the world, should have satisfied me, things that got me a lot of credit with my peers, things that made me cool. Good days, I got praise from others, and bad days, I didn't. Suddenly, COVID quarantine left me without this praise. In Washington, D.C., suddenly work was canceled, sports were canceled, youth group was canceled, social lockdowns were happening everywhere. Here, I was back in the arena with only my family. My high school graduation was my two best friends that got to visit from just a few miles away and my grandparents who were on FaceTime. Later that night, I dropped off my friends sitting in the back alleyway of one of them. We had a parting conversation. We were talking about life, graduation, going to college, and leaving home, you know, as the first time as young men. And as he was considering this, he told me that he wanted the love that my family had. He said that he would be ignorant if he did not consider faith a reason for why my family loved the way they did. The statement wrecked me. He said he would be ignorant to not consider faith a reason. This was a friend who had no faith background. He was a religious blank slate. His family really held no type of denomination or anything. I drove home that night realizing I was the ignorant one in this situation. I've been chasing satisfaction and affirmation, but it may have been in front of me this whole time. In the following months before college, I started to consider the mentors in my life, some which are coming this week to watch me graduate UPT. I decided to start doing what they did. I wanted to follow them and what they did, so I started to wake up in the morning and read my Bible. A verse latched onto my heart as I was preparing for the Corps Cadets at Texas A&M, Psalm 32:10, many are the pains of the wicked, but the one who trusts in the Lord will have faithful love surrounding him. The idea of faithful love and surrounding love was fascinating to me. I too wanted that. August of 2020 arrived for my military-type training at Texas A&M a few weeks before school started. I started this training with a roommate from Boston, whom I had never met, and was told we would live together, train together for the rest of the year. During this intense training, we started clashing verbally and then physically. I was fed up and I was pushed to my limits. Then found myself remembering this faithful love from Psalm 32:10. I wanted to cling to that hope. I found myself wanting to give my life to Christ. Before I left for school, my mom left sticky notes with little bits of the Bible on my bathroom mirror, one of them reading, "The Lord is near," from Philippians 4:5. And as I felt numb, trapped, and alone, I so vividly heard that in my head, "The Lord is near." That's how in dorm 9 at Texas A&M, I acknowledged my depravity and accepted that Jesus Christ was my Savior. The following days, I remember so vividly, as if I was seeing in color for the first time, or for the first time feeling warmth, joy that no one can ever give except Jesus Christ. After I struggled to be involved in church, I found myself surrounded by a lot of people who called themselves Christians. We call it the Bible Belt for a reason. Not until the next semester did I get involved with a church and a student ministry that showed me what it was like to be involved in Christian fellowship. After the summer between my freshman and sophomore year, I spent time with a student ministry, a summer project where I was discipled and learned how to share my faith. Heading back to school with all this new knowledge of the Word and a heart to love others with it, I prayed to God for wisdom of how to start a Bible study. Weeks later, I accidentally started one by grabbing coffee with a guy and him asking me, "Man, this was great, so what are we going over next week?" So I faked it, I picked Romans, and 16 weeks later, I had gone through it with three consistent guys and some others that came and went. Throughout that Bible study, I got to see the power of pulling believers around a book of the Bible and seeing what the Lord would teach us, without any specific talking points, just young men getting around Scripture on a Friday morning. I find out while that was an accidental Bible study for me, it was clearly what the Lord was providing and showing his will. During college, I continued to watch him provide and show his will as he continued to pull me out of my sin. The music I listened to, the media I consumed, I developed a core group of men starting that first summer that would go on to rebuke me, encourage me, fight for purity with me, and ultimately point me to Christ. This accountability and the Lord's timing led me to dating my now sweet wife, Callie. While I had desired a relationship throughout all of college, I would never take back the time and sanctification, leadership, and ministry that prepared me for this one. Better late than never, we started dating in April, a month before we graduated, when I would then become an officer in the U.S. Air Force and move away to Washington, D.C. for my first assignment, which I then got to go back to the church that I wasn't a believer in high school with Mark Dever. I knew that if this was really what the Lord had, he would continue to move her heart to follow me on this crazy path. So just 2 years ago, we had both started dating and never lived in Oklahoma. Just 2 weeks ago, we've been married 10 months and find out we're going to live in Oklahoma a whole lot longer down at Tinker Air Force Base in Oklahoma City. So here we are. To wrap it up, reference a sermon from the beginning of March in Isaiah 5. The danger is not a rebellion far from God, but a presumption of being close to God. This was the most dangerous presumption I had growing up. Now, as a believer, I want to not seek comfort or complacency from the feeling of proximity to God, but continue to work out my faith with prayer and conviction and seek to love Jesus in new, wonderful ways. I rejoice that I now have the freedom in Christ to turn from disobedience in my sin. Thanks.